Thanks for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm just curious, what is this customer support for?
We're a third-party customer service center. We service over 100 online vendors.
Okay. So if I give you a vendor name, you can tell me what it is that I supposedly have bought?
If you give me your zip code and your first and last name, I can look you up and see.
Well, considering that it was fraudulent and it came off a card, I could try to give it to you if they went out, if they gave you mine. My zip code is 74020.
74020?
Yep, 74020.
And your first and last name?
Jennifer Zickafu.
Jennifer
Zickafu. Zickafose.
Thank you. I do have an account for security purpose. Could you verify your mailing address?
Mailing address is 704 Elmwood Drive, Cleveland, Oklahoma, 74020.
Hey, bear me just a moment.
No problem.
Okay, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently. It looks like on December the 19th, you placed the order for the Loon Active, the face cream and serum.
The what?
The face cream and eye serum of the Loon Active.
No, somebody placed on my, this is on my Cash App card. Someone placed, let me pull it up, something for, oh, I forgot to dispute it too.
It's on your Cash App card.
Well, it, not now, because there wasn't enough money on there, but somebody, off my Cash App card, I had a $6.45 charge from Primary Smart Appliances, which I have no idea who that is. And a $6.95 charge from Ultimate Fashion Leading. Both were December 18th. One at 11:30, one at 11:29. Have no idea who they are. And
okay.
Those are the only two things other than this electronic variety saving for $97.97 that they tried to take off my card, which luckily... Not luckily, but luckily for this amount, unfortunately, my bank account was compromised by somebody just in Florida decided to somehow got our debit card number and ordered from a Colombian restaurant 2 days in a row for $98 and some change, and then refunded us $5.97. So I called and spoke to the manager there, and they know exactly who it is and sent me the name, address, phone number, all that. I'm filing a police report in Margate, Florida. But we had to cancel our debit card. Our banking card account was compromised. My account was hooked up to my Cash App card. And the card that was compromised and the account that was compromised was hooked up to my Cash App card. So my Cash App card is no longer active. But if I would have been able to transfer the money from our bank account to the card, then this person would have gotten $97.97 from me and $6.45 from me and $6.95 from me. So I don't know who this is, but they've been blocked from my card. This is a fraudulent transaction. I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, or what to do from here. If you can give me their direct number, to where I can call and tell them this is not me. I don't care if it's in my name. I don't care if it's in my address. I haven't received any kind of product or ordered any kind of product. And what do you say it was for?
It was for the Lune Active Eye Serum and Face Cream.
Eye Serum and Face Cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that wasn't me.
Well, I'll definitely get you over to our fraud department. Being that you didn't order these, place these orders, they're going to do an ongoing investigation. So they have to do the investigation to figure out who placed the order in an account or made this account, and they'll prosecute as well. So I'm going to get you sent over to them.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
Face serum, eye serum. I'm like 43 and look like. I'm not 20. No, pretty nice serum.
All right, ma'am. Bear me just a moment. I'm getting transferred over now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.